Chance Gerg is the president of the Grimshaw Chamber of Commerce, and he joins us on the line today. Chance, thank you very much for joining us today. The 2022 business season is underway in the Grimshaw area. How are things going?
It's looking up. I think it's the first time in probably at least the 15 years I've been active in Grimshaw that I can say our main street is actually full of businesses. We've had two restaurants and three little stores open up during the pandemic. So, I think that's a real boon for the area and in Grimshaw at least.
I know the role of support for businesses is kind of like the mantra of any chamber of commerce, to be honest with you. But in this case, how different has the chamber's role been, especially with the last couple of years that have happened?
That's a little tough for me to comment on. I took over on the 1st of February after our AGM. I think the chamber needed a little bit of a turnover again, just to get new ideas and people behind things and help support people in the ways that they can. It's really tough because a lot of people were caught completely unprepared for what COVID and restrictions brought in, but it hopefully is behind us as much as it can be.
Fingers crossed, I'm sure. But now with COVID hopefully being further and further into the rearview mirror, you mentioned some of the businesses that have opened up, especially during the pandemic. Do you think the business sector in Grimshaw has turned a corner for the better?
I'd like to say that we're definitely making the best of a bad situation. I know COVID isn't the only thing hurting our area. Our area is mostly oil field related, and that's kind of been, for lack of a better phrase, in the toilet for the last couple of years. So I'm hoping we get some form of at least some work crews or that come in, because I know that was a real boost. We had a paving crew in town last year, and they spent a lot of money in town, and it was a good investment in getting nice new pavement through town. So I don't know what they could come to town to do, but they could sure come and do it.
Not meaning to focus on a specific business here, but with Peace Country Co-op acquiring the land that used to be the Mile Zero Hotel, do you think that has helped, or how much do you think that will help the business sector, knowing that the hotel is going to be put into good use?
It wasn't being used to its full potential before, and literally anything coming to town is good. I've said for years, if somebody wanted to bring a hog barn and build it right in town, it might stink, but if it's going to employ 40 people, that's the benefit for the area. So yeah, I hope what co-op does there really benefits the town. And every little bit helps, because the more you can keep businesses in Grimshaw, the longer there will be businesses in Grimshaw.
What is next on the agenda for the Grimshaw Chamber of Commerce?
We're working on a few minor projects. We want to do some smaller scale stuff that's mostly like retail sales and promotions across the chamber, not specifically tied to Christmas or that. More as we're actually quite interested in the data tracking to see if we can bring people in from out of town for our unique businesses and that. We are going to have our second Harvest Moon Festival in September. We're hoping to have a bunch of stuff along with Canada Day in the town this year. And 2023, we're hoping to have some more and larger events. It's one of those things that sometimes takes 6 months of planning to make an event go for a weekend. So
Fingers crossed, I'm sure, and I'm hoping that that things go very well as far as that is concerned. Chance Kirk is the president of the Grimshaw Chamber of Commerce. Sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you.